This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show. Glad you're joining us on this Sunday morning. I'm Jason Laidler here with the world-famous Ted Walshin, as usual. Good morning, Mr. Walshin. How's it going?
Morning, Jason. Things are well, thank you. And how about yourself?
Can't complain. Thank you very much. Although, boy, late summer, late August, man, the summer is just flying by. I know people say that all the time and kind of gets old, but
yeah, it's true. This is a time I recall when I was in school, you know, that when I was in high school, you would think, it's kind of different. First of all, when you're in grade school, elementary school, you're excited about because you probably haven't seen a lot of your friends because
you've been bored.
You know, you go away with cottage with family and stuff, right? But then when you're in high school, you tend to be more on your own, right? So you see your friends more often. But this is the time of the year I always used to get excited to think, okay, you know what? This year is going to be my year in school. This is going to be the year that I get, like, good marks, and I'm going to be proud of myself, and my parents are going to be proud of me, and it's going to be terrific. And that lasts for about 3 weeks. Mm.
This is the time of the year when the teachers start to get nervous.
Well, I had a vice principal. When I went into grade 13, back when they had 13 grades, I think it was, like, the second day of school, the vice principal, Mr. Scott, walked up to me and he says, Walshin, what are you doing here? I said, my last year, sir, grade 13. You should have been in a four-year course. Nice to see you too, sir. You know, what? Talk about inspiration, huh? Unbelievable.
So what you're saying, it was a five-year course?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Never really understood why they took away that whole grade 13 thing. I don't want to get into it.
Because we're the only province in the country that had five high school grades.
Well, then, wouldn't that make our students, you know, give them an advantage?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's the same thing in the States. Everybody only, there's only four grades. You know, there's, what is it? It's junior, no. Sophomore, second year, junior.
I have no idea how that works. You watch these American movies, I'm a sophomore, I'm a this, I'm a that, I have no idea.
Sophomore is your second year, junior is your third year, senior is your fourth year. And what's your first year?
No idea, man.
I don't
understand that. Like, how about?
Do you know what it is, Kelly? What it's called?
She doesn't know. She's shaking her head. We forgot the.
Freshman.
Freshman.
That's right. It's freshman.
I have to explain to the listeners. Kelly can be on the mic, but she's not always on the mic because she's busy doing other stuff like producing our show for us behind the glass.
Yes.
So unless we warn her in advance that we're going to be asking her questions, we catch her off guard and then she panics and, you know, good thing we can see her shaking her head violently on the other side through the glass. It's kind of funny. Okay, anyway, Ted, we're going to talk about probate stuff, but before we get to probate stuff, I just want to say I am loving corn on the cob right now.
Oh.
And I'm sorry it's going to be ending soon. There's not much of the season left, but I've been having like every day. It's so good.
I was out in Guelph last Sunday because it was my granddaughter's birthday a few days before. And I went out and just down the road from them on the main road that leads into one of the main roads that leads into Guelph, Brock Road. They have all these
stalls.
No, well, there's a guy who's I think it's like a gas station or a repair shop, and he parks his truck. It's just kind of cool. But this is the difference between country and city.
Yeah,
he parks his truck there during the course of the day, Saturday and Sunday. The back of the truck is open. It's got several bushels filled with corn, and usually there's nobody there, or quite often there's nobody there.
Yep.
And it's just a sign that says corn, $12 a dozen, $1 per cob.
Yep.
And there's a coin box there, and it's all done in honesty. It's like...
I see it all the time up where I am. I live north of the city. The listeners will know that. And the last two stalls I've been to, two different stalls, because I was comparing corn to see if there was any difference from this stall or that stall, this farm or that farm. And the last two times I bought corn was... with an honor system.
That's
with
right.
It's not a jar. It's like a big steel pipe thing welded or bolted down to the body of the tractor trailer or whatever the trailer the thing's on. And there's a sign, like you say, and it's also a buck a cob or seven cobs for $5. So that saves me the change.
Mm.
Just put a $5 bill in this thing.
Mm.
Yep, last two times. And there was a difference between the two stalls. Not much, but, you know, it could be any given day. The age of the, you know, how long it's been sitting, all that stuff, but it's so good. Anyway.
Well, this stuff, because, I mean, my son-in-law was telling me that he went in the morning, and they were just about out, and then he went later on in the afternoon, and there's a whole bunch more, so I think that the guy goes to the field and picks some more once he sees it's almost gone, comes back and he replenishes it. So it's as fresh as you can get, and oh, boy, that...
Yeah.
Sweet corn.
Well, I made the mistake.
So nice.
Last Sunday of going late in the day on a Sunday. And of course, cottage traffic returning to the city.
Mm-hmm.
That stall was picked clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, Jason, silly move. Amateur move on my part, going late on a Sunday where there's cottage traffic. Nonstop cottage traffic, man. Hey, I'm glad the people in the city are getting out of the city. That's great. People who are already out of the city. You know, we talk about the traffic that the nightmare creates. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good.
Hmm.
Okay. As I said, it's the Avoid Probate Show. Glad you're joining us on this Sunday morning. We do this every week here on AM 740. Jason Lehler and Ted Walsh, and we're going to talk about probate stuff, or more specifically maybe avoiding probate stuff.
And we should point out that next weekend is the long weekend.
Yes.
But we will be here next Sunday. Monday's the holiday.
We had our 1 week off already.
We've had our 1 week off.
That's it. That's all we get.
Nose to the grindstone. We will be back. And just a reminder as well that we are accepting requests for the Avoid Probate Roadshow. We have several bookings in September as it is.
Yep.
So I would suggest if you'd like us to show up at your church or your social group.
Yeah, or service club, that kind of thing.
Whomever it may
be, book club, whatever it is,
we'll come down and pretty much go just about anywhere. But please keep in mind that once we start getting into like November, December, you start getting it gets a little iffy if we're traveling outside the city, because it's the weather can be unpredictable and. And nobody really wants to drive through storms.
We did have to reschedule one road show because of a snowstorm earlier this year.
That's right, we did.
Yeah, and we had to juggle dates. But we did it. It just got postponed a few weeks, I think. It's tough.
And that was in town. That was in Mississauga.
Yeah.
But it's just because the weather was...
It was terrible weather, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no point in doing the show if everyone's going to stay home because of the weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Ted says, let us know. It's going to get busier with, you know, life returning sort of, quote, back to normal after the summer, you know, when school's in, like you said. And so we are expecting some calls and bookings for that. We'd be happy to speak to your people.
So all you got to do is you can contact us, info@avoidprobate.ca, info@avoidprobate.ca, or you can call 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628. Leave some information with us, and Jason will get back to you. And
someone will get
along
back
with
to you.
Colin as well, who organizes our road shows for us. We'll hopefully be able to coordinate a date that's convenient for both sides.
For sure. What else we got coming up today, Ted?
Well, we got coming up today, once again, Debbie Stanley will join us. It's now week 11. Of the new Solving the Probate Puzzle segment. This one is different than the first time because this time she is acting as executor. And as usual, there are always little hurdles that you have to overcome, which she has been overcoming. But she says it's moving a little faster than last time because This one, they're in the courts in Peel versus Toronto, and they move a little quicker in Peel than Toronto because they're not as busy. So we'll find out what the latest is with that.
And then I think we're going to do things a little different today, Ted. We're going to do an extended early email bag. We always do an email bag. It's a popular segment. We usually save it till the very end, the last segment of the show. But today we're going to bump it up a little bit. We're going to be replying to an email from a listener with several important and popular questions, which will more or less, you know, cover a lot of the basics. Mm-hmm. We talk about, once in a while, we talk about trying to get back to the basics. You know, there's so many roads, inroads, combinations and permutations of and how probate affects our lives, and we explore some of them in detail, and then we try to bring it back to basics once in a while for people who are new to the show. But in any case, I love this email, so I thought we would spend a little extra time dissecting it. We'll give you the answers you're not likely to hear anywhere else, because, hey, that's what we do here on the Avoid Probate Show.
Yeah. So we'll take a break and come back. Stay with us.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
A diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia for you or someone in your life can be challenging. You don't have to face it alone, especially when help and support are so close at hand. The Alzheimer's Society of Ontario can connect you with experts, education and care, valuable resources, and people who really want to help. Connect with us. The Alzheimer's Society of Ontario at ourconnectionsmatter.com.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. Ted Lawson with Jason Laidler. And the information that we provide for you each and every week in this program is for general consumption only, which means if you have any particular legal or investment advice, you should be chatting with somebody who is an expert in that field. And fortunately, we have those people. So should you have questions or comments that you'd like to ask them, you can contact us, info at avoidprobate.ca. That's info at avoidprobate.ca, or you can call toll-free. That number is 1-844-667-7628. That's 1-844-667-7628, and you'll be talking to Jason's mom.
I'm
more than likely. Although Jason sometimes answers the phone when his mom's tied up or she's got a day off, and apparently that shocks the heck out of people when you answer the phone.
It's true. It's true. And I have to admit, I don't answer it quite as professionally as she does, because I don't know that, you know, it's a listener calling in. I can't tell. And so I get personal calls on my phone, of course, and friends and family, and Ted Walsh calls me sometimes. And when it's a listener calling in, I don't know that. So I just say, hey, Jason here. And they're always confused. Is this avoidprobate.ca? I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. Yes, it's avoidprobate.ca.
So there you go.
Don't be confused. And it happens, like I've said this before on the air, my mom, like, she says, I'm not taking the phone into the bathroom. I don't care what you say. I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. And then, of course, she'll go make a tea, and she'll forget to take it when she goes to make a tea. So, yeah, calls come to me sometimes directly.
Okay. Well, it's time now for week 11 of the latest edition of Solving the Probate Puzzle with our friend Debbie Stanley from ETP Canada. Hello, Debbie Stanley.
Hello, Ted. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Hello, Debbie Stanley. We're good. I'm good.
Debbie's busy because she's a Rotarian. She's in the middle of Rib Fest
prep
in Guelph.
Yes.
What's going on? Today's the last day, right?
Today's the last day. Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. So today the best ribs, best sauce, best chicken will be announced.
And you're announcing that?
I will be announcing it. Yes.
I see. And you're not taking bribes at all?
No bribes, right. No bribes. But I will eat
ribs for
many
life.
Ribs
for life.
Ribs for life.
Yeah. You get Fred Flintstone Brontosaurus ribs, you know. Mm. They put them on the...
Making me hungry.
Serve it on the side of the car, and the car tips over to the side.
So, yes, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, this whole weekend has made me hungry.
What is the latest with Roxy Moo?
Well, the estate of Roxy Moo is in this lovely state of waiting. Mm. We are waiting. if our listeners remember from last week, we recapped the estate and I advised that we were able to submit the probate application. So that's for the certificate of appointment of estate trustee with a will to the court, which we're dealing with the Peel Superior Court. So it will be a bit of a wait time. It probably won't be as long as Toronto because it's less people maybe, but it still will be a good length of time.
I'm just curious, Debbie, did you email that submission to the court?
Yes. So we did the online, and listeners can't see me, but I'm doing the air quotes here, online submission. It's not completely online. So what happens is you do send PDFs of a lot of the documents. However, you do still have to submit originals of the will, if there is a will, and the probate check, of course. And if there's anything else that, you know, relates to the particular estate, you may have to submit those originals. But the application document, any affidavits, any other paper, or it can be submitted digitally, if you will, through the email. But listeners should remember to keep the originals as well, just in case the court does request to see them.
That, and that's a function of COVID, right? They let these documents, or no, was it pre-COVID? I think it was in the works maybe before COVID.
Maybe it was in the works before COVID, but they released it during COVID. I will say I do like the process, even though it's kind of half and half. It's still nice to at least get yourself in the queue, if you will. I think We joked around that it was like a deli counter, but at least you can get the digital part in. You're sort of in that queue. You've got your number, and then you can submit all the originals afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are we taking bets on the over-under here as to how long it takes for them to get back to us, Ted, on the the probate request here? And that's what it is, right? This is Debbie's paperwork that she has submitted on behalf of her client. She's acting as the executor in this file. She's waiting now, we're all waiting now, for the court to process that application, which is what we call the probate process, and issue the certificate. Right, Debbie? Have I got that right?
That's correct, yes.
And then that certificate gives you, because you're the executor, gives you those magical powers we've talked about to let you, you know, sell things that you don't own.
That's exactly it. So we'll be able to sell that condo. We will be able to deal with the investments from the brick and mortar financial institutions. And then, of course, it's going to let us deal with that online bank, too. It's almost feels like this bank up in the clouds, the invisible money, trying to find somebody there and be able to work with them on that. So we are waiting for those aspects. Now, to be clear, I'm not sure if we talked about this in the last few weeks, but there were a couple accounts that did have named beneficiaries directly on them. So there was a TFSA account, which is a tax-free savings account. And then there was also a RIF account, so a registered retirement income fund. But those have already been distributed to the beneficiaries. So it's nice to see that at least the beneficiaries are starting to see a little bit, even though we're going through the probate process.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad you said that. I'll probably expand on that later. Those are examples of registered accounts. And we often say you can have a beneficiary at the plan level for the registered accounts, but not on the non-registered money. We'll expand on that a little bit later. My other question for you, which I just forgot, are you can't sell the condo. You said there's a condo, right?
There is a condo, yeah.
And that cannot be sold until you get your certificate and the probate is issued. So that's in limbo. And you got to, as you mentioned before, continue to make those condo fee payments on a monthly basis.
Correct.
Right, and whatever else,
yes.
Like utilities. And,
yes.
Okay.
Insurance and everything else.
Yes, all that good stuff that comes along with owning a condo. Now, of course, we could put it up for sale. There's nothing stopping us from listing it and having people come through. But the risk you are, you know, putting in front of yourself is you can't close. So you can't actually exchange those keys until we have the certificate. So considering we're waiting a bit for the Peel or Mississauga or Brampton, whatever you'd like to call it, court, we want to be maybe more sure that we're nearing that end line. So we won't actually list the condo until we hear how far away we are in this, you know, magical queue. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we'll consider listing it and having showings before we have our certificate. But I won't be doing it yet because it feels too soon.
Right. And it's tough to sell a property when the purchaser doesn't know when it's going to close.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And you can have clauses in the purchase agreement saying, you know, what happens if that does come about. But it's a lot smoother to just wait, either if you can wait for the certificate in your hands. And of course, smaller jurisdictions probably can do that. But the bigger ones, it's a little bit more of a juggling act, right? And you're trying to do the best you can as the executor. You're watching how the housing rates are going and how the type of season, is this the best time to sell a house? So it's a little bit of a juggling act for the executor.
Will you be staging this condo?
No, we will not be.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, we don't feel there's a need. The agent we have doesn't feel like it either. So I actually never have staged one when I've been the executor. We've been able to sell successfully.
Mm. Well, it is a hot, it's a seller's market, right, Ted? Is that what you call it?
Mm.
You know, in the, yeah, it's a seller's market.
Well, is it a seller's market?
Yeah. Isn't it when housing prices are going up and there's little demand?
Yeah.
I think that's a seller's market.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
When they're basically they're calling the shots, right?
Yeah, because the buyers, you know, they have very little to pick at.
Yeah. Little inventory.
Right.
Expensive prices, all that good stuff. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it over to have some ribs with you later today, Debbie. I'd love to, but I think I have other things I need to do. But enjoy. Enjoy the ribs. Have some for me and Ted.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. I can definitely do that for you.
Get us each a big doggy bag, okay?
I'll bring ribs next time I'm into the studio, although that might be too long.
Okay. Well, either way, enjoy your day and enjoy your weekend. We will see you again next Sunday.
But if people in the meantime want to get hold of you, Debbie, how do they do that?
They can find us on our website, which is etpcanada.ca. Our phone number is 866-309-0387. Our email is info@etpcanada.ca. And if somebody is feeling like they'd like to take a course about being an executor, we have Executor Ready. So it's executorready.ca. And if you enter in VIP-club, for our listeners, you will receive the special price of $99.
Cool.
All right. When we come back after this next break, some basic questions as we go back to basics. We like to do this every once in a while because we know we have new listeners who tune in for the first time, and we want to give them an idea exactly what probate is and how do we deal with it. And also for people who've been listening for a long period of time, just a little refresher course because they're always good to have. So that's what we will do, and we hope that you will be with us when we return, and we will return in a moment.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Hi there, this is Jason Laidler from the Avoid Probate Show, and I'm pleased to say I'm having a quick conversation, to introduce my friend Paul Portman from Portman Law, who is a regular contributor to the Avoid Probate Show. He's one of the lawyers on the team at avoidprobate.ca. Paul, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So you're one of the lawyers on the team because you have an expertise in law, specifically in what part?
So I specialize in estate law, litigation, and bear trusts. I do quite a bit of work in that area.
And I'm glad you mentioned bear trust because we often talk on the Avoid Probate Show about how a bear trust can help avoid the probate on property, correct?
That's right.
And it's widely misunderstood, but it's something that you're able to help our listeners figure out and avoid the probate on their house, cottage, commercial property, whatever it might be, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And how does it work? Like, in a nutshell, the way the bear trust is set up, tell us real quick.
Yeah, so a bear trust in a lot of ways is like any other trust agreement. The major difference between a regular trust agreement and a bear trust is that the bear trustee doesn't really have any powers in relation to the trust. They can't really do anything other than what's explicitly in the bear trust agreement. And the bear trust agreement doesn't say anything other than they're holding legal title.
So really, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't create a tax event. It just simply avoids the probate nightmare.
That's correct.
Okay, and if listeners want to contact you directly, I mean, they can always reach you through us at avoidprobate.ca, but if they want to contact you directly, the best way to reach you is what?
They can contact me by email at paul@portmanlaw.ca. That's PORTMANLAW.ca. Or they can contact me by telephone at 647-527-5878.
And it doesn't have to be a bear trust question in particular, any estate question, you can help them out, correct?
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for being here today. And I know you've been a guest on the show in the past, and hopefully you'll be a guest in the future. And we will continue to work together to help all the listeners at AM 740 Zoomer Radio who have any estate planning questions. They can call Jason Lather or they can call Paul Portman directly.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Lather of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. I'm Ted Walsh, and he is Jason Lather, and we both thank you for joining us. And we invite you to visit our website. It's www.avoidprobate.ca. If you go there, you'll find a really neat calculator. You can play around with the calculator, and you can find out approximately how much you'd be owing on your family's estate, or your estate for that matter. Again, it's just an approximation, but it'll give you a fairly good idea. Also, too, you can hit the link for past shows, listen to some shows that you'd like to hear once again, or perhaps programs that you missed. It's there for you, and if you're new to the program, you can go back over 2 years now. So there's all kinds of stuff there. So again, that's www.avoidprobate.ca. Okay.
And it's worth pointing out, Ted, we do have new episodes posted.
Yes.
Right? Not a ton. We are not, well, I don't want to say we're caught up because there's a gap, but we do have new episodes posted.
Yes, we do.
So for those listeners who've been waiting for new episodes,
yes,
they're there. And the other thing I wanted to say, and I know I'm interrupting here, just cutting Ted off. We talked earlier in this segment, opening segment, about an early email bag. And I thought, why not? This email's great that this listener took the time to write. And I thought, hey, it's our show, Ted. We can do whatever we want, so let's mix things up a little bit, right? Regular listeners will know that we normally save the email bag till the last part of the hour, but we're going to jump in earlier, like right now, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is an email. We're going to do it. We're going to break it up in chunks.
Hi, Jason. Could have said hi, Ted, too, but... I was wondering if probate/taxes can be minimized/avoided.
Okay, there you go. This is what we talk about every Sunday on the Avoid Probate Show. The short answer to that is yes. Let's be clear, though. When we talk about taxes, we refer to probate sometimes as a tax. So the probate tax can be avoided. And I'm going to explain that further in a minute. But I just want to make sure the listeners don't confuse Revenue Canada and the taxes you pay to Revenue CRA, the taxes you pay to the CRA is not the same. You know, that's a federal matter. Probate is a provincial matter. Every probate is different in every province and territory in the land. Ontario happens to have, in my opinion, the highest probate fee in the country. The fee is 1.5% of the total value of the estate on the date of death. 1.5%. Roughly 15 grand per million. Some people think that's a lot of money. Some people don't think it's that much money. I'm telling you, it's not about the 15 grand per million. It's about the hassle and the headache that goes along with it. You heard Debbie Stanley talking a few minutes ago, you know, about the fact that the paperwork's been submitted to the court in the case of what she calls Roxy Moo, that's a nickname for a dog she used to own, I think. And now we're playing the waiting game. So that waiting game is stressful for people because in the meantime, everything's frozen, right? And every situation is different. I get it. But, if, you know, she's got to pay those condo fees we talked about. And where's the money coming from? If the bank account, like it's just, and if the kids or the executors are busy, and of course they are, how do they have time to add this to their daily activities, a weekly, mm-hmm. you know, month, another set of monthly bills to pay on top of their own, and
that's right.
trips to the bank, and you know, it gets old fast. So that's part of the problem. And yes, it can be minimized and avoided by doing one of the solutions we provide or recommend strongly, and you're not going to hear this from the nice lady at the bank. We're talking about transferring the non-registered money from the bank to an insurance company. And they do have investment options, more so even than the banks do these days, believe it or not. We can create a portfolio, apples to apples, something everybody's comfortable with. There's something for everybody. There's 100 investment options or more that we can look at. And we show this to you when we get together for that no-charge consultation I talk about every week. We're happy to come to your place and explain this in greater detail and show you on paper what we're talking about and why and the backup evidence and the third-party supporting documents, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's a compelling proposition. It's not an all-or-nothing proposition either, and I remind people of that. We don't have to move the entire investment portfolio to the insurance company, but let's avoid probate on at least some of it. And if you're under the age of 85, that transfer doesn't cost you 10 cents. We get paid by the financial institutions. That's something else I'll explain when we get together for the one-on-one consultation. Mm-hmm. No charge. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the short answer is yes. The probate taxes can be minimized by... You have to be proactive, though. You have to call us before mom or dad pass away. Mm-hmm. You know, I just got a call the other day. I almost said the person's name. We don't say names because we respect confidentiality. And in this case, mom had just passed. And so when that happens, we do get those calls, of course, and we want those calls to come in. We're not going to say get lost. We're going to say, yes, we can still help you. We can't help you avoid the probate, but we can help you process it, i.e., refer to Debbie Stanley, who's the expert with the paperwork, mm-hmm. you know, for after the fact stuff. Okay, so what else we got here in this email?
Would joint ownership in properties, house, non-registered accounts be a solution?
Boy, this comes up so often. Joint. People are obsessed with joint. I blame the bank for that because that's the bank's only solution to avoiding the probates. They cannot put a beneficiary on the non-registered money like we can at the insurance company. Right. So that's why we're doing the transfer to the insurance company. Insurance company XYZ, doesn't matter which one it is. We'll talk about that again in detail in our consultation with you.
Right.
So yeah, the bank is often saying, don't worry about it, Mr. Wollishin, just add your son onto the account and it'll avoid probate. So that is a true statement. However, it is rife with complications and potential negative outcomes. And I don't have time here today to list them all. We have spent entire shows talking about the downside of joint accounts. They are in the podcast list from, I don't know, 10 months ago or something like that. They're there, the problems with joint accounts. But just, you know, the three main ones that I touch on: ownership challenges, taxation complications and confusion, and most importantly, exposure.
Now, but no, when we're talking joint ownership, we're not necessarily talking about spousal joint ownership.
Good point. Thank you very much. And I did just meet with we have new clients from, I think it's Etobicoke, your neck of the woods anyway. Ted, you know it better than I do, but I'm getting to know it. Let me tell you, because we get a lot of calls from Mississauga and Etobicoke. Thank you to our friends and listeners out there who are taking the time to call in. They're husband and wife are both still alive, and as I explain in this consultation, when that happens, probate is not usually a big deal on the first death of a married, when I say married, I mean like old-fashioned married couple.
Right.
But it's the second death where it's definitely a problem.
Right.
But getting back to the ownership thing, properties, the house can be a disaster if you add people to the title there. There's a lot of good reasons not to do that. We avoid the probate on the house by using a bear trust, B-A-R-E, not the grizzly bear. By the way, the polar bear is like my favorite animal of all time. So, just saying.
I'm glad I asked.
It's just beautiful. I just love the polar bear. But not that kind of bear. B-A-R-E, the bear trust, is a tool we can use to avoid probate. Not taxes. Well, not Revenue Canada taxes. But we can avoid probate taxes by using a bear trust on the house or any other property, the cottage, your investment property, whatever it happens to be. The non-registered account, yes, again, you can make somebody joint on it. It will avoid probate. But a better solution, a much, much better mousetrap, is to keep it all in dad's name or mom's name and just put a beneficiary on it. If you're worried about having access to the account to help mom or dad deal with their day-to-day expenses and stuff like that, that's what power of attorney is for. So get power of attorney, move the money, keep it in mom's name solely, put yourself as a beneficiary or whoever the beneficiaries need to be, and we've checked all the boxes. It's a beautiful solution. I challenge anybody, challenge me on this, show me a better option. I challenge you. I haven't seen it, and I've been working at this for a long time.
All right.
What else we got?
Is it a good idea to sell the main house in one's lifetime, as that is tax exempted?
Okay, good question. By the way, this is all the same email, right? I said that in the top. This is one email that we're breaking it down. I love it. Okay, so the question was about selling the house in your lifetime. Obviously, that's a personal thing, and it does happen. People for different reasons. People downsize for good reasons. People get forced to downsize for medical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always a voluntary thing. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate in some situations. But if the house, or anything for that matter, anything you sell while you're alive, there's no probate on it while you're alive. Like, you don't, if you sell a car, you don't have to deal with probate because you're selling a car. And the same thing happens for the house. This listener mentions tax exempt. Yeah, I think, well, what they're referring to is the fact that your principal residence is tax exempt. No matter how great the gain is on your principal residence, it's tax-free today. One of the few tax-free investment options in this country, the TFSA is another one. The house, your principal residence is another one. There are rumors that the Prime Minister is thinking of making adjustments to this rule because, you know, the country was bankrupt before COVID, and then, you know, I'm not going down there. But the feds need our money. But right now, it is still tax-free, and you can only have one per married couple. They used to be able to have two. That changed in the 80s, I believe, before my time, really, doing this work. Used to be husband and wife could each have one. That is no longer the case, hasn't been the case for a long time. One principal residence per married couple. And if you do have more than one property, you have to think very carefully as to which one you're going to make tax-free just for tax reasons, so mm-hmm. you pay the least amount of tax. Hope that answers the question.
Continue. The other accounts I know can have beneficiaries. I'm not sure what they mean by that, the other accounts.
Well, I think what they're talking about is the registered accounts. So I just mentioned the TFSA.
Yep.
And I talked about this earlier. I think it was with Debbie Stanley earlier, that the registered accounts let you put a beneficiary on the account at the account level. So any registered account is like an RSP, a RIF, a TFSA. There's half a dozen other kinds that are not very popular, not less well-known. You might have locked-in money from a former employer. You left the pension plan, and you went to the competition, and you got access to that money that was in the pension plan. That money's locked in, so that could be a locked-in RSP, or it could be something called a LIF, L-I-F. Any of these plans with acronyms and titles, subtitles, whatever you want to call it, these are registered plans. Because they have rules. They have rules attached to them. Minimum withdrawals, maximum withdrawals, both locked in, no withdrawals, that kind of thing. Rules that you have to follow or you get in trouble. The non-registered money is the other money, the cash. I don't like calling it cash, but the other money that doesn't have any rules attached to it, no strings attached to it, the bulk of the money, frankly. If you sell your house today for $1 million, you cannot register $1 million. It is impossible to do that. You can top up your TFSA, your tax-free savings account, if you have room in it. If you're under the age of 71, you can make an RSP contribution, again, if you have room, but that's it. The rest of the money gets invested somehow, let's assume. You don't shove it in your mattress. Let's assume it gets invested somehow in a non-registered account. And at the bank, this is the problem. This is the number one problem we're talking about here on the Avoid Probate Show. The bank won't let you put a beneficiary on the non-registered account. They can't do it. The checking account is my favorite example. Most people have a checking account, or at least know what it is. And that's a non-registered account. You can have as much money in the checking account as you want. You can take as much money out as you want anytime. There's nobody cares. Right, you cannot have a beneficiary on your checking account because it's a form of a non-registered account.
Right. If you've got $50,000 sitting in your checking account, that's going to be probated.
You've got a probate problem, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, the banks, this is arbitrary, and this drives me crazy that it is arbitrary. And we're going to talk about this. We're working on something really big here at avoidprobate.ca. We're going to share it with the listeners. We're not really ready to share it yet. We need a couple more weeks, and then we're going to make a big announcement with regard to a project we're going to launch that I think is going to be very interesting to most Ontarians. But to Ted's point, Yeah, 50K. Well, the banks, I started to say, they say their cutoff is 30 grand for probate. They say that if your checking account is less than 30 grand, they won't bother you with the need to go through the probate process. If it's more than 30 grand, they're going to require the probate, even though the province doesn't get probate fees paid until 50 grand. There's no probate payable on accounts worth less than 50 grand estates, I should say estates, mm-hmm. in Ontario. But the bank can still make you probate your $30,000 checking account.
And we'll get into that in
We'll get into that later, yes.
Final question. Does a bear trust require an ongoing fee to the lawyer? That's the second question, but I'll let you answer that one first.
Okay, so we touched on the bear trust earlier with this email and how we use that as a tool to avoid probate on property. The bear trust, it's a special kind of trust. It's also called a naked trust, you know, as in bare naked, because it is a unique type of trust in the sense that it doesn't create a tax event when we settle it. I don't want to get into the details of that. And also, when you put your home in a bear trust, we don't take any control away from you as the homeowner. You still maintain full control of your house, Ted, if you have it in a bear trust. You can sell your house next week if you want to, even though it's in a bear trust. Nobody can oppose the sale. So you're still in control. It's not free. That is not free, unlike the transfer of investments from the bank to the insurance company.
Right.
The lawyers, believe it or not, do not work for free. The lawyers draft these documents on an individual basis. So they spend some time with you. It involves a title change. There's work at their end. There's liability, of course, blah, blah, blah. So they set their prices on that. It's a one-time fee up front to the lawyer to have the bear trust created.
Okay.
Revenue Canada, though, is sniffing around this thing. So they have changed the reporting requirements. There's no cost to the reporting, except somebody's going to take an extra 10 seconds and add it to the tax return. But there's no fee, there's no trust fee, there's no trustee fee, there's no ongoing fee to the lawyer. Yet, Revenue Canada, though, is sniffing around these things, and we're not sure what they're going to do.
Okay, because this person is the question they're posing is, will there be an ongoing fee to the lawyers lawyer?
The short answer to that is no. So it's a one-time fee up front. You pay for the document, kind of like your will, right? When you get your will done, you pay one time up front. There's no ongoing fee for the lawyer with regard to the will. There's no ongoing fee to the lawyer with regard to the bear trust. Now, if Revenue Canada changes the reporting requirements, that could result indirectly in some additional fees to your accountant or something like that.
Second part of this question, what is the lawyer's fee for an estate will? And I guess that depends on which lawyer you go to.
I know. That's an open-ended question, I guess. The lawyers get mad when I quote their prices. We have more than one lawyer on board here on the avoidprobate.ca team. I'm not the lawyer. I'm the investment expert. So I don't do the bear trust work. I don't draft the will. The lawyers do that. That's what they're experts in doing. And they charge a fee. And I will just say this. I'll say that we don't do things by half measures at avoidprobate.ca. We want to do it properly. And so it's a quality product. It's a quality will. They're quality powers of attorney. You know, you don't want the will to get challenged. If your will gets challenged and gets tossed, you know, you wasted your time and your money.
Mm-hmm.
So we do things, the lawyers who are experts at this, you know, they do it right. So it's not $200. It's not the go to the store down the street and buy a will kit for $85 and do it yourself kind of thing. So it's not the...
Yet, by the same token, and we talked about this recently, they found a handwritten will that Aretha Franklin's handwritten will in her couch.
Yep.
Under a cushion, and it was deemed valid.
That's right. So a holographic will, you can write it yourself. It has to be in your own handwriting. It does not need to be witnessed. That's been tested and tested and tested in courts. And it's legit. So you can write it yourself, but you can also, by doing that, create more problems than you solve if you don't know what you're doing. If you're vague, you know, you can open up things for potential arguments and disputes from family members if it's not clear. So I recommend, you know, you do get a professional. I always recommend you get a professional. You get a professional to do your teeth. You get a professional to do your car. You get a professional to do your estate planning. That's what we're here for.
Right. Okay. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and a bit of a surprise in the next segment. I think you're going to enjoy that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A surprise visit and surprise content. Stay with us. This is the Avoid Probate Show.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Hey, it's Ted Wallerstein for Tom's Place. Our fall merchandise is starting to arrive, and we've got massive amounts of summer clothing that needs to be cleared. Blowout prices on virtually everything, like designer suits, regularly up to $5.99, now from $167 to $267. Beautiful sports jackets, starting at only $167, and designer dress pants and shirts, all at $67. Check out our deals throughout the store on the very best of designer menswear. Huge savings off our already below retail prices. If you need a suit for an upcoming wedding or any special occasion, we are Toronto's one-stop suit shop. For the finest outfit for every occasion, there is no better time to find the perfect addition to your wardrobe. This is the final week of our summer blowout sale. Tom's Place is open for great deals. Discover Tom's Place, 190 Baldwin in Kensington Market. Tom's Place will suit you.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. And if you'd like to get a hold of us and you've got comments or questions, and we want both, really, it's info@avoidprobate.ca, info@avoidprobate.ca, or you can call us, and the number is toll-free, and it is 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628. Mr. Laidler?
Thanks, Ted. I just want to say one more time, you know, that was a long email in that last segment, but it did cover a lot of the basics. I want to thank the listener one more time for taking the time to write it in. I hope we answered all the questions they had there. If not, you know, if you need clarification, write us back, and I'll clarify anything that needs to be clarified. And if you didn't write it, you still want clarification, write us, and I'll clarify anything for you. Ted, I got to tell you, this is normally what we would call the mailbag or email bag segment. I was at a social event recently.
Ooh.
And talking to a gentleman there, and, you know, what do you do kind of thing. And I still find it hard to answer that question, by the way, because not everybody knows what probate is, and then I have to explain it. And I guess it's okay. It's a good thing to have to explain it. But anyway, this gentleman mentioned that they were acting as an executor recently for, I forget, the connection, family member of some kind. And they thought they were on the ball, and they were on the ball. They called the deceased person's group benefit provider. So the person, I think, was a retired teacher. I could be wrong about that. Anyway, so they called the group benefit provider and said, hey, so-and-so's passed away. I'm just helping look after the estate. Curious to know, was there life insurance that was part of the group benefits? Great question. Because often there is. Well, group benefits will often have a minimum nominal life insurance component, right? I don't know. It could be $5,000. It could be whatever it is. It doesn't matter. So it's part of the group benefit package. And good for this person for having the wherewithal, the thought to call. They were told no is the answer they got. No life insurance. So they thought, okay, interesting. Went on with the story. Went on, you know, settling things. And didn't think anything more above it. But later on, it just so happened, an accountant who was working on the file, maybe doing terminal tax returns or something like that, the accountant noticed that taxes were being paid or withheld or something with regard to this group. And long story short, they connected the dots and realized there was life insurance.
Uh-huh.
So they called the group back and said, I'm calling again, inquiring, you know, is there, oh, yeah, there is. I don't know what, I wasn't part of the conversation. But interesting, you know, you make the call, you think you're doing the right thing, and you are doing the right thing, and you get told no, and you walk away.
Yeah.
How many times does that happen?
Yeah.
Who knows, right? They caught it.
It was lucky. The accountant, kudos, credit to the accountant in this case, who I happen to know, by the way. So I just thought I'd share that story. You got to be so careful. You need professionals. Getting back to my professional thing, you know, this person who called the group benefits is a layperson. They are not an estate executor or professional executor or financial advisor of any kind. They do something completely different. Mm-hmm. So call us for help. We are here to help you solve this stuff. Okay, listen, we kind of caught Kelly off guard earlier in the show, and I forget what we asked her, and she wasn't mic'd up. And so since then, she got mic'd up on one of the breaks, and we were chatting about, remember a week ago we were talking about the new funky food at the CNE, and I asked you if you knew what it was.
I've heard of some of them, and some of them, well, I don't know that I would try them.
Well, Kelly can tell us what it was because she tasted it.
I loved it. Apparently, I was the only one on site that really liked it. The dill pickle cotton candy.
Oh, come on.
It's delicious. I even put it in my coffee.
Get out of here.
And it dissolved right away.
Dill pickle cotton candy.
Yes.
All right. Now, that one I had not heard of. Now, that one doesn't sound bad. I mean, I heard them, you know, this, like Krispy Kreme donuts with a burger and something weird like that.
Oh, boy.
Those things kind of throw me off. But cotton candy, pickle cotton candy, I can see that.
Come on.
It was it was sweet. It was a lot sweeter than I thought. I thought it was going to be very sour, but it wasn't.
Well, sure. It could be like a bread and butter pickle.
Yeah, it was delicious.
I loved it.
Was very tangy. That's a good way to compare it to the bread and butter pickles.
So longtime listeners will recall, Ted, we had a pickle thing going on here like a year and a half ago, and you still owe me a jar of pickles.
I know. I got to talk about
this. I told you I can't handle the dill. Sweet, I can do. I can't handle the dill. So the thought of dill pickle cotton candy just grosses me right out. And but what Kelly was saying, she hasn't been to the CNE, but you're going, right, Kelly? You're going
next weekend. I'm going. Yeah.
So what happened was they came here to the Zoomerplex with samples.
Oh.
And we're handing them out.
Oh.
So she was saying,
what, on the morning show?
Yes. I believe it was last Wednesday or Thursday. I can't remember. Or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to talk to Jane and see what she tried.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Actually, Jane might have been away.
Ah.
Yeah, because we didn't get a sample, did we, Ted? What are we, a ham sandwich?
Yes.
If you really want, I can bring you guys back some pickle cotton candy next week.
I wish somehow you could possibly bring me an ice cream waffle bar.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ham sandwich.
No. Ice cream waffle.
It would melt.
I know it would.
Unfortunately.
I know. That's the unfortunate
thing. Well, thank you, Kelly, for your contribution there with the microphone on.
They have this world's tallest movable Ferris wheel this year, which seats something like 6 or 7 people. It's air-conditioned. Would you go in that?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Me too. I'd love that.
I would love that.
I go to the one at Niagara Falls all the time.
I have a fear of heights, so I can't.
I love that. The view you get, it would be awesome, especially at night.
What else are you going to do when you're there? Like, will you try other weird foods, or are you going to go many rides?
I probably won't do many rides, but we're definitely going for the food. One of my friends really wants to try the foot-long French fries, apparently.
How does that happen? Real potatoes?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm curious.
Let us know.
Whoa. Foot-long French fries.
Interesting. Ted, tell us about your podcast this week.
Well, you know, this year, many of you are familiar with Canada's Walk of Fame, which began some 15 years ago. This year, they've decided to introduce a new element. They're going to be paying tribute to some of the greatest, 13 of the greatest bands and musicians from the world of rock and roll, Canadian rock and roll, from the 70s and 80s. And it's going to be called the Rock of Fame.
Cool.
And they're doing a special concert at the Massey Hall, September the 28th. One of the bands that will be inducted is one of my all-time favorite bands, Lighthouse. So we spoke a couple of days ago, and it's available right now for you to hear the podcast. We spoke with one of the co-founders of Lighthouse, Paul Hoffert. And it's a fascinating story. I mean, Lighthouse, I think they had, I'm pretty sure if the information is correct, the first Canadian band to register a platinum album in Canada. 3 years in a row, they won the best band category for the Junos, 71, 72, and 73. At one point in their career, they did a free concert an open-air concert at Nathan Phillips Square, and 100,000 people
Come
showed
on.
Up.
Really?
100,000 people showed up for the concert. And I said to Paul Hofford, I said, now, that would have been a little frightening. And he said, it scared the out of me.
All right, well, I look forward to that podcast. I'm a regular listener, Ted. But we are out of time for today. This is the Avoid Probate Show. Thank you for joining us. If you join us late, we'll do it again next Sunday, as usual, 8 a.m. or just after the news at 8 a.m. here on AM 740. And we'll talk about probate stuff next Sunday. You're going to join us, Ted?
I will be here, for sure.
And we'll get to hear maybe Kelly's story about her CNE experience and her foot-long French fry.
Have a great week, everybody.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.